Good morning. Well, after having the worst day in 3 weeks just yesterday, the US markets had another wild ride. At one stage, we had all three major indices higher. That didn't last long. And in the second half of the session, we had the S&P 500 and the Dow slipping. The NASDAQ was completely flat. Now, there was good and also bad news in overnight trade, starting with what actually pushed local US shares lower, the price of oil, which had its biggest tumble since September 2015. It fell more than 7%, a record 12 straight days of loss for oil, which has now hit the lowest levels in approximately a year. So good news for motorists who are already saving in capital cities of Australia about 11 cents per litre on fuel in just 2 weeks. Not great for energy stocks. And that's why we had oil and gas companies dropping about 2% last night, the worst performers, Exxon and Chevron are two of the main weights. We also had Boeing coming under a lot of pressure. The US plane maker down more than 2%. The investigation into last month's Lion Air crash in Indonesia continues. Now, the good news were reports that the US and China have resumed high-level talks on trade. This ahead of the key G20 summit, which will be held in Argentina at the end of this month. That's important because there are hopes that both nations may come to some sort of agreement on trade. Now, if that is the case, then it could be the catalyst the market needs to track higher in December, which typically is a pretty good month for markets. In fact, the last six Decembers have seen the Aussie share market improve. Now, the Aussie market today is set for a little bit of a hit. SPY futures at least down by 6 points or a tenth of a percent. It's going to be interesting to see how the market does perform today because we had not only iron ore down 2%, gold was down for a fourth day, oil slumped, BHP and Rio also dropped back in London trade. So we're likely to see losses across the resource space. Energy stocks obviously are going to probably be the hardest hit. A very busy day ahead as well. We've got Medibank, Computershare, Newcrest and Seven West all holding AGMs with investors. Dulux Group, the paint maker, out with some annual profit results, and very busy session for economic news. So it's actually the busiest day of the month for updates on China's economy. That will be out about 3 hours into the session. We'll get all this data released on sales, production, and investment. So considering the backdrop of concerns of slower growth there, that's going to be key. The second key thing today will happen locally. It's a quarterly update on wage growth. And of course, that will be important for what we see for inflation and the interest rate outlook for economists. So keep your eye on that. The Aussie dollar is stronger though. It's 72 US.